The Breath of God by Harry Turtledove, narrated by William Dufries. Copyright 2008 by Harry Turtledove. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harry Turtledove and Scoville Chichak Galen Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The breath of God blew down hard from the north. Here in the Visigoth country, near the glacier, the wind off the great ice sheet blew hard all winter long. Hamnet Thyssen's own breath smoked, as if he were puffing on a pipe. He wished he were, though Ulrich Skaki liked tobacco better than he did. Unless Romsdalian traders had brought a little up from the south, there was none for hundreds of miles. Count Hamnet was a Romsdalian himself. He was large and dark and dour, with a black beard that had a streak of white above a scar, and some scatterings of gray elsewhere, and that looked whiter now than it really was, what with all the rime and snow caught in it. He wore Visigoth-style furs and leather, with the stout felt boots that were the best footgear ever made for fighting cold. In spite of hooded jacket and furred trousers, he felt the frigid weather like an ice-pick in his bones. Ulrich was up from the south, too, though Hamnet wasn't sure the foxy-faced adventurer had been born inside the borders of the Romsdalian Empire. Whether he had or not, he spoke Romsdalian perfectly these days. Pitching his voice to carry through the shrieking wind, he said, "Things could be worse."
"How?"
Hamnet asked.